High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody, from Tarkio, Missouri. It is the home of the East Atchison Wolves for this game tonight as they host the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. The Wolves come in here in the girls' game. For Coach Dustin Barnes, a record of 12 wins, 9 losses on the year. Sacred Heart Coach Luke Sano has his team at 19-3. I believe it's been 8 in a row now they have won. And they're coming off a win Saturday night in the Pioneer Conference Championship. And they are looking to extend that winning streak to get another win here tonight against the tough East Atchison team. Could be a good matchup, but East Atchison has some talented ball players. They also have some injuries that are holding them back a little bit. In the boys' game, Sacred Heart comes into the ball game tonight against East Atchison. The Wolves are 8-13 on the year for head coach Kevin Dotson. Sacred Heart is 16-5. The boys for the Irish also coming off a Pioneer Conference Championship win on Saturday night over at Humboldt. So it's the Irish and the Wolves, the orange and black versus the green and white here tonight at Tarkio. Welcome back. We'll give you the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
With the spread of COVID-19 and variants on the rise, Community Medical Center in Falls City wants to share reminders and ways to manage if you have or think you have a virus. Stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms carefully and call your health care provider if they worsen. Rest and stay hydrated. Get tested if you have COVID symptoms. Wear a mask if you must be around others. Cover your cough and sneeze and wash hands often. Use a separate bathroom and isolate as possible. And avoid sharing items while cleaning and disinfecting frequently. Be smart and stay healthy. From your friends at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Tarkio as we get set to go here tonight in this basketball game. We'll start with the girls, follow up with the boys, of course, later tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here for the game tonight. For East Atchison coach Dustin Barnes, his starter tonight will be a sophomore, Tommy Martin. Tommy is a 5'11" sophomore, averaging 5.3 points and 7.2 rebounds per game. Ah, they're going to do the national anthem first. Okay, well, they kind of threw me a curve there. So while they're doing that, we'll take another 2-minute timeout and then be back with the rest of the starting lineups and such here coming up on Sunny 101.3. But while they're getting ready for that, they're marching out a whole bunch of youngsters. Okay, then the band's going to play. So, 2-minute break, we're back here in Tarkio.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's continue now with our starting lineup for at East Action tonight. 5'11" junior Natalie Hedlund, averaging 19.8 points per game and 7.8 rebounds per contest. Sophia Martin, a 5'6" senior, she averages 2.3 points a game. Tommy Lee Martin, a 5'11" sophomore, 5.3 points and 7.2 rebounds a game. Tina Fairweather, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 6.8 points per game. And their other sir, Claire Martin, is a sophomore. Claire's 5'8". She averages 6.4 points per game. For the Irish tonight, the starting five will include Rachel McDaniels, a 5'10" senior, averaging 10.6 points per game and leads the team with 65 assists. Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8" junior, averaging on the season, Olivia, 6.5 points a game and also 4.2 rebounds per game. Lauren Malone, a 5'4" senior, a point guard. She comes in averaging 2.1 points per game, and she also comes in, will lead the Irish in steals with 43 on the year and second on the team in assists with 46. Jessica Wurtenberger is a 5'7" junior, averaging 9.1 points and 4.9 rebounds a game. And Harrison Bogdanovic, 6 foot senior, averaging 12.3 points and 6.7 rebounds per game on the season for Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart, the visitors, they will go left to right towards the north goal here in the first half. Natalie Hedlund, a 6 foot junior, or excuse me, 5'11" junior, they say. She's listed at 5'11". She is easily taller than Harrison Vaughn, who's listed at 6 foot. So somebody may be fibbing. We'll find out, though. At any rate, here we go. Hedlund steps in for East Atchison, and it's going to be Vonderschmidt in there for the Irish as the officials are finally getting ready here. They've got everything set. Everybody's sitting, and here we go. Here's the toss, and Vonderschmidt will control the tip backcourt. It goes to Sacred Heart point guard Lauren Malone up the right side. Back over across, now down in the left corner. Wurtenberger dumps it inside. Vonderschmidt over, out to the top. Now Malone over to Magdan. Goes to the corner. Wurtenberger, three ball up and switch from the left corner to start the ball game for the Irish. 3-0 to Sacred Heart, the assist to Magdan. Got to get the net straightened up here. Guys, could you move back just a little bit so I can see on here in the corner, please? Thank you. Here we go back now. It will be East Atchison basketball coming up the floor with the ball. It's going to be on the left side to Merriweather. Merriweather holds, goes down to Hedlund. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Rebound picked off by the Irish, by Eichhoff. Coming up the floor, long pass ahead. And it will be Magdans on the baseline. Throws the ball back to Vonderschmidt for the easy two. Another assist for Magdans. And the Irish are up quickly 5-0. 5-0. A minute gone by here in the first quarter. Out top. Ball up high. Caught. Recovered by Tommy Lee Martin. Now off to Merriweather. Merriweather with the basketball. Looking around. Backing in. Now to the top of the circle with it to Tommy Martin again. And a pass off the hands, out of bounds, off of Sophia Martin, and the ball goes out of bounds. The East Ashton Wolves are missing Faith Anderson. She's a 6-foot junior. She played a lot early this season. She has a knee injury. I guess she's out the rest of the season. She's a state high jump champ from a year ago when she was a sophomore in Missouri. And I hope she can participate in track, but it sounds like a pretty serious knee injury she suffered here a while back. Ball tipped out of bounds on the pass forward. Sagerhart, ball out of bounds underneath Magdans. And Vonderschmidt spins in the lane with the left hand. She may have went a little further than 360 there. And Magdans has three assists. Timeout, East Atchison, 7-0 Irish. 90 seconds gone by. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action we go. The Wolves have the basketball. Front court go inside, stolen away by Wurtenberger. Takes the pass away from Tommy Lee Martin. Fires it ahead, underneath, all alone, and another layup for Vonderschmidt. She's got a quick six. She set the Sagerhart girls' all-time scoring record on Saturday night up at the Pioneer Conference Tournament, surpassing Caitlin Wheeler. She's added 2 of 6 points here already in the first quarter tonight. 9-0 Sagerhart. Bobble on the dribble by Sophia Martin. Now picks up her dribble, guarded by Wartenberg. Gets the ball away to Claire Martin. Claire gets the ball in the paint, on the rim, up, no good. Rebound by Vonderschmidt, gets knocked down by Tommy Lee Martin, who put that shot up. And we're going to have our first foul of the ball game on Tommy Lee Martin. Irish ball underneath the bucket on the far end. Subs in here for East Atchison. Coming in, Grace Oswald. Grace is a freshman. Also in there, Olivia Morris, 5'4 senior. The Wolves did not get any taller with those substitutions. We'll see if the Irish can take advantage of that. Hedlund will defend the middle. She is the biggest player on the floor. And now a dribble drive by Wartenberger. She gets fouled as she goes to the paint. Foul is called on Natalie Hedlund, her first, team foul number 2. And it puts Jessica Wartenberger at the line for Sacred Heart. Up and no good. She'll have another one coming here. 9-0 Sacred Heart, 5:18 to go in quarter number 1 here tonight. Sagerhart off to a fast start. Second one up, second one good. And it's now 10-0 Sagerhart. Up the floor come the Wolves. Working the ball slowly up the floor against the man-to-man. Off the left side, now to Oswald. Oswald works, reverses to the left. Throws the ball to the middle. Nice pass, a good cut, and a bucket for Olivia Morris. And it's 10-2, the Irish lead. Nice play all the way around there by the Wolves, by the two players that just came in the ball game. Up the floor, cross-court pass, stolen away. Stepping out, Tommy Lee Martin gives the ball ahead to Hedlund. All the way to the hole, up and in with the layup over Lauren Malone. Natalie Hedlund is going to have a big size advantage there. And she shoots layups well. That's how she scored a lot of points. Inside, it goes to Sagerhart's Harrison Vonderschmidt, double team, knocked away, and here come the Wolves with the basketball. Now, what was a 10-0 lead is down to 6. Eichhoff falls down on the defense with the basketball. Morris, and now it's taken away by the Irish, by Magdans. Up the floor, around the defender, all the way to the baseline. Tried to leave it off in the corner for Vonderschmidt, and the ball tipped away again out of there defensively by Claire Martin, the sophomore. So back into the ball game. Well, now comes in Lizzie Schleter, a freshman. She's got to be 6 feet. They don't have heights on all the Wolves players. Sayhart brings Emma Littrell into the ballgame. Also back in for the Wolves is Tina Merriweather. Delaney Witt checked in for the Irish as well. Halfway through, quarter number one, 10-4, Sayhart. Magdans on the right side, drives into the paint. Missed it, got it back, shot it, missed it again. Rebound grabbed up by Schleter. Magdans couldn't connect. And here come the Wolves to the front with the basketball. Olivia Morris drives in, blocked away by Magdans, throws it up the floor to Eichhoff, running out and stripped as she goes up for the ball by Olivia Morris. And Olivia Morris is going to get called for the foul here. No, Grace Oswald, excuse me, it was 13, not 12 they called it on. Oswald with her first, and Olivia Eichhoff goes to the line to shoot two free throws. Free throw up, free throw good. That makes it 11-4, the Irish lead. Second one coming here for Sacred Heart Junior, Olivia Eichhoff. Boy, what a nice facility they have here. The Judd High School is pretty nice. Second one on the way, and also good. But they have redone this. But apparently, I've been over here for a while. We did a lot of football games the last few years, but apparently not for basketball. What a beautiful facility. They have redone this college gym, the old Tarkio College. It is a fantastic facility. Working the ball to the right side now, Grace Oswald against the man-to-man, guarded by Witt, who comes out on her. Off the left side, Merriweather moving up. Now double-team. Picks up her dribble, hands off, throw it underneath to Schleter. Let her too far, out of bounds it goes, Sagerhart basketball. So the Irish will bring it up. Hedlund going to put out a little 1-2-2 pressure here. Lob it across, and Witt, nearly too tall for her, goes and gets it now over to Magdans. Down in the corner, it's going to be Vonderschmidt, a little runner from about 6-8 feet away, up and good. And 8 points for Arison Vonderschmidt, averaging on the season coming in here, 12.3 per game. So more subs coming in for the Irish on the next break of the action. They're up 10 again for the second time. Down the lane, forcing the ball up with a shot. Schleter, Littrell blocked it, and Witt's up court pass stolen away by Merriweather. She fell down, lost the handle on it. Picked up by Littrell for the Irish. Back to Witt, ahead to Eichhoff. Eichhoff underneath, going for Magdans. She got bumped. The ball stolen by Schleter. Some sloppy play. Either one of these coaches will like a whole lot of right at the moment. Merriweather, front court with the basketball. Off the right side, she goes to Hedlund. Natalie Hedlund back it in. Now passes off, looks back out to the top with the ball to Oswald. Underneath to Hedlund, tipped and stolen away. Taken away by Vonderschmidt. Eichhoff will bring it up for the Irish, the junior. Backing up. Magdans down behind the defense. They couldn't see her to get it to her. And now it'll be Delaney Witt, and she's picked clean and going the other way. Grace Oswald. Oswald all the way in with the right hand. It's up. It's good. 14-6, Sayhart, 1:38 to go in quarter number one. Eichhoff to the front. They try to set a trap. Didn't work. Still in the backcourt. Now Witt across. Oh, she grabbed the ball. Ball came up high on her. She got it caught on her body, and they say carried it, whatever. Carried it, double dribble, palm it, whatever you want to call it. It all counts as a turnover. Sacred Heart will bring Wurtenberger back in, checking in again, or now Macy Keller. And let's see, Lauren Malone back in for the Irish. Sophia Martin is back for the Wolves, along with Claire Martin now with the ball. Throws it across the lane. Merriweather picks up the loose ball that was bouncing. Drives in, shoots with the left hand. No good. Got her own rebound. Up and good. Tina Merriweather, a 5'7 sophomore, makes it 14-8. The Irish have had a 10-point lead twice. And the Wolves fighting back. Over to Malone on the left side. Now to the top to Wartenberger. Wartenberger, free throw circle jumper is nothing but net. About 3 feet behind the line, up and good. That makes a 6 point night so far for Wartenberger. And the Irish are up 16-8. To the front court with the basketball now, Claire Martin. Martin working to the right side. Wartenberger picks her up at the 3 point line across there. Now throws the ball to the inside, right back out to her, but she stepped on the line. The ball went inside to Sophia Martin. Sophia might have got bumped and stepped out of bounds. No foul. Gentry Lechtenberg in for the Irish now for Delaney Witt. Out of the game for the Wolves comes Claire Martin, who came in there. How about if you turn around, I'll tell you who it is. No, that's not her. Emily Bloom in there, a 5'8 junior now. And the pass by Wartenberger stolen away by Merriweather. Merriweather drives up, shot blocked by Wartenberger. It went back to Merriweather, and she tries to get the ball away, and Wartenberger knocks it out of bounds with 10.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Merriweather, quick. Lob it into her beyond the three-point line. Right back down she goes to Bloom. Bloom looks into Hedlund on the left block. Ball away now, hit the side of the backcourt. Rebound Lechtenberg, throws it ahead to Wartenberger, shot away, up, no good, it was too late anyway. After one, Sacred Girls 16, East Atchison 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go here in the second quarter at Tarkio, where St. Hart is leading the East Atchison Wolves by a score of 16-8 after one period. The Irish are up by 10 two times in that first quarter. The Wolves have fought their way back, got it down to 4 once. Now Hedlund in the paint, cross court she goes. Tommy Lee Martin fires, no, rebound, pushed around, bobbled, and it ends up in the hands of Lauren Malone for the Irish, the senior point guard to the front court. On the left side, Wartenberger inside to Keller, deep up shot rejected. Merriweather comes out with it, and she is tackled by Gentry Lechtenberg. So Lechtenberg will get called for the foul for the Irish. That is the first foul of the ball game on the Irish. Been three called on East Atchison. Wartenberger putting on a little one-person press here, but getting away is Claire Martin up the floor into the paint. Fires it up off the mark. No good. Keller grabs up the rebound for Sagan Hart. Out to Malone, and she heads up the floor. Slipped on the floor. Throws the ball ahead to Littrell. Back to Lechtenberg. She'll drive in, shoots it. No. Rebound Keller. Off it goes, and Wartenberger down the lane. Up, no good. Got her own rebound. No good. Rebound by Littrell, who puts it up and in. So, a lot of shots there for the Irish. Too many. If you're Coach Justin Barnes, you can't let him have that many opportunities at the basket. We'll come back the other way now. Into Hedlund, back out. She got double-teamed on the baseline. Now with it, back and in. Merriweather, and coming from the front to get her, making the steal, Emma Littrell. Littrell to Malone. Give it off to Lechtenberg, the freshman. The Irish have just two starters in the ballgame at this point. Had a bad pass across by Lechtenberg, stolen by Hedlund. She was running in for a layup, and Lauren Malone caught her from behind and swiped the ball away. That is just the type of play you see a lot of from Natalie Hedlund on the defense. And she shoots a lot of layups. She had 36 over at Mound City last Friday night. Now, Wolves ball out of bounds at their own end under the basket. Bring the ball in, Claire Martin, and a traveling call by the official on the far side. Of course, she got the ball on the deck, traveling, and the Irish get the ball on the side here. Olivia Eichhoff, Harrison Vonderschmidt, and also Rachel Magdan back into the game now for Sacred Heart. Fire the ball forward. Magdan goes inside for Vonderschmidt. Got tripped up. The ball got tipped away out of bounds off of the Wolves. Merriweather coming out, Hedlund coming out, and Sophia Martin into the game again. Olivia Morris and Grace Oswald for the Wolves. And also in there is going to be Lizzie Schleter. Bring the ball into the top. Magdan, senior. Right side to Malone. Back to Magdan, over to Malone, and goes inside, playing the low post, down low, and gives the ball over the top of the defense, and into Wurtenberger, who now has 8 points in the ball game, and they have their biggest lead of the game now at 12, 20-8. 5:50 to go in the first half, coming up the left side with the ball now. It'll be Claire Martin, handing the ball off to Morris, back out to Martin, three ball, short off the rim, rebound to Malone. Malone running it ahead, gives to Wurtenberger. She'll go down the lane, cross court now to Eichhoff. Elevates, blocked, got it back, and put it up and in. Olivia Eichhoff with her first bucket of the ball game. Shot originally was blocked. She got it back. Ball bounced right back up to her, and she's able to put it up and in, and the Irish are up now by 14. To the front, on the right side we go. Olivia Morris back to the top now to Tommy Lee Martin on the left side. Give the ball Schleter in the paint, and she bounced off of Eichhoff into Vonderschmidt and or Magdan. They got called for traveling. Malone is out. Delaney Witt back into the game for the Irish at the point now with 5:05 to go here in the first half. Ahead, Eichhoff to the front, now over to Witt. Pushes the ball to the sideline, gets it to Wurtenberger, makes the catch back to Witt for two, up too strong. Rebound, Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff on the left wing, her pass batted away. It is knocked away by Olivia Morris, and it ricocheted off of Delaney Witt out of bounds. It will be Wolves basketball. Keena Merriweather, the 5'7 sophomore, checks back into the game for the Wolves now. Bringing it up will be Olivia Morris. Guarded out there by Wurtenberger. Well, Morris going to drive all the way in and throws up a runner from the left side. Hits up and it's good. She's got four. Olivia, if she's, I don't know height on her. She's 5 foot, I would be surprised. Throw the ball ahead. Wurtenberger baseline. And inside the ball, on the lane, bounces across the lane, and Vonderschmidt picks it up and puts it in, and she has 10 points now in the ball game for Sacred Heart. 24-10, the Irish lead. Up the floor with it once again is going to be Olivia Morris to Merriweather. Give it to Hedlund. Natalie Hedlund back in, swiped away by Witt for the moment, then she loses it back. Here's a shot up, no good from the right side. That shot was put up out there by Morris, and no good. The ball caroms off the rim, out of bounds, heads out of bounds, and it will belong to Sacred Heart. So the Irish get the basketball with 3:46 to play in the half. Throw the ball over the top of that low pressure. Littrell back into the game for the Irish now. In there for Wurtenberger. Rachel Magdan at 21. Saturday night has not scored yet. Now here's a three-pointer on the way up, and now she scored. From the right side of the circle, Rachel Magdan's with three. Puts the Irish up now by 17. To the front court, Grace Oswald. Grace moving right. Stops, cross to Merriweather. Keenan. Keenan looking. Now cross court. Natalie Hedlund with it. Passes off in the corner on the wing. Back out to the top to Sophia Martin to check back in. Down in the corner with it. Oswald again throws into Hedlund. Up, no, but a whistle and a foul. Littrell, I believe, will be the guilty party. 20. Emma Littrell picks up her first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 2 on the arc. Just 3 so far on the Wolves, all back in the first quarter. Hedlund at the free throw line, up and good. Natalie Hedlund with 3 points now in the ball game. Schleter comes out of the game. Tommy Lee Martin back in for the Wolves. And once again, Hedlund gets ready. Deep bend, fires it up, and good. Got them both. And it's 27-12. Shagart with the lead. Magdan's at the point now for the Irish. Throws it over the top to the top of the key. Bonnerschmidt down to Littrell, double team. Lobs it back out. Eichhoff with a catch. Down the lane, lost it. Goes up and got fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Shearer catches up with the ball and is rolling out the hall. There she caught it. The foul will be on Natalie Hedlund. That's a big one. That's Natalie's second for the Wolves. Eichhoff at the free throw line to shoot a pair. She has 4 points in the ball game so far. Getting ready. Fires up and missed that one. She made the first two tonight. Now she'll have one more coming here. Olivia Eichhoff ready again. Junior sets, fires. No. Rebound comes out to the side. Ran down by Sophia Martin. Martin pushing, cutting to the rim all the way in. Leaves it back out top. Merriweather, three ball up on the rim. No. Hedlund the rebound. The putback is good. She's got 6, and it's now 27-14. Hawk is running, and the referees are talking to one another. We've had 10 or 12 seconds run off the clock while the officials are visiting. Now the officials start the clock 15 seconds later. East Hatchin may want that time back later. Here's Eichhoff, 15 foot wide open, too strong. It comes back to her. She moves in, throws it across the baseline, tried to get it to Littrell, who couldn't come up with it, and it's out of bounds. Sayer up by 13. Wurtenberger in. Also coming back in is Malone. Magnet sit down for the Irish. All right, Merriweather to the front with 2:10 to go in the first half. To the middle, drives right. Now reverses back in the free throw circle all the way around the perimeter. Ran her own little weave out top, and now they will run a weave out on the front side. Emily Bloom with it, hands off to Merriweather. Malone goes with her. Merriweather spins into the paint, leaves it back for Tommy Lee Martin. Now left side with the basketball. Emily Bloom again looking for help, and she gets called for traveling. Couldn't get stopped in time to get rid of the pass, and it will be Irish basketball. Coach Justin Barnes will bring Olivia Morris back off the bench. Hedlund back in there. And the Irish bringing it up the floor. Witt and Malone play catch back and forth to the front court. Now right side to Lauren Malone. Skips it over to Wurtenberger. Back out to Witt for 3 from the left side. Got Metham at the bottom of the net that time. Witt with 3. And the Irish are up now by 16. They were up by 17 earlier this period. To the right side, Natalie Hedlund working one-on-one against the Irish senior, Arison Vonnerschmidt. Got Byer, missed the shot. 3-on-2, the Irish. Malone stops, waits. They reach in, they knock it away. It goes back to Witt. Delaney over the left side to Wurtenberger. Dribbles back out of the baseline and corner. Now underneath, Littrell all alone. The assist to Witt. And the layup bucket will be good and a foul. Littrell with her second field goal will be at the line for a 3-point opportunity as the foul is called on Claire Martin, her first, team foul number 5. Vonnerschmidt and Witt will sit down, and Gentry Lechtenberg in along with Macy Keller for the Irish as Littrell tries to complete a 3-point play and off the mark, no. Rebound picked off there by Tommy Lee Martin for the Wolves. 50 seconds to go in the half, an 18-point Irish lead, their biggest of the ball game. To the front, off to Hedlund, top of the key, thought about it, did, drives in. Malone knocked it loose, Hedlund recovers, off to Merriweather, and she tried to step around the bodies laying on the floor and got called for traveling. Now, she didn't have a lot of choice there. Not lots of choices. All right, it will be Schleter back into the ballgame. Heather will sit down with two fouls with 36 seconds to go in this first half and bring it in to Malone. On the point, Tommy Lee Martin, the defense here. Off to Malone. The Irish break the press up the floor. Lechtenberg with it. Fires the ball to the corner. Wurtenberger now around back to Lechtenberg. Thought about a long one. Said pass to Malone. Now to Wurtenberger on the wing left side. Back out to Lechtenberg, and her pass down is knocked away. Passes, a couple of them have not been very crisp this possession for the Irish, and the Wolves are getting closer and closer to getting their hands on it until they finally did right there. Emma Littrell will inbound from the sideline in front of the Wolves bench for the Irish. Out top, Lechtenberg dribbles up, throws it underneath, and we get an offensive foul underneath, going to be called on Macy Keller. Some sort of an illegal screen would be my guess. From what I didn't see, I was kind of screened off, so to speak. 9.2 seconds to go in the half. Up the floor. Here come the Wolves. Olivia Morris ahead to Merriweather. Drives to the baseline. Pulls up. Shoots. Partially blocked. Keller with the rebound. And enters the buzzer for the end of the first half. Halftime in Tarkio. It's Fall City Sighart. With a pair of 16-point quarters, they lead it 32-14 here. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme premium diesel fuel, motor oil, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Tarkio, Missouri, where Falls City Sighart leads the East Atchison Wolves in our girls game 32-14 tonight. Here on Sunny 101.3. First half scoring for East Atchison. They're led by Natalie Hedlund, a 5'11 junior, with 6 points. Olivia Morris has 4 off the bench, 2 for Grace Oswald, and 2 for Keena Merriweather. The Wolves are 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half here tonight at Tarkio. For the Irish in the first half, 10 points for Harrison Bonnerschmidt. She got off to a quick start with 8 in the first quarter. Jessica Wurtenberger has 8 in the ball game. 4 for Olivia Eichhoff, 3 for Rachel Magdan, and Delaney with each of them with a 3-pointer. And Emma Littrell has 4 for the Irish. Sighart 3 out of 7 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. 32-14 is the score. Sacred Heart has the lead at halftime. Nobody in foul trouble. Natalie Helen has two for East Atchison. Nobody else in the ballgame other than Natalie with more than one foul at this point. So again, 32-14. If you're looking for Fall City Tiger basketball tonight, the Tigers over on sister station KTNC tonight. Randy Gatula out at Del Rodel, where the Tigers and the Griffins are playing the battle of all the orange and black tonight out at Odell. And that game going on, they should be started by now. And if you're looking for the Tigers, you can find them tonight on KTNC. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, check with the more of our sponsors will be back. Cut up with the second half here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 49. 59 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we're back here at Tarkio at halftime, where it's 32-14. Sacred Heart with the lead over the East Atchison Wolves in our girls' game here tonight on Sunny 101.3. They played a little kids' game here at halftime, and that went 6 minutes. And when it ended, after some stoppage during the 6 minutes, they put 6 minutes up on the clock, so we got a little bit of time here left. I will tell you that next week, girls' sub-districts will start in Nebraska. Fall City Sacred Heart will be hosting their sub-district this year. And without all my papers in front of me, I can tell you they'll be taking on a team of that will be Sterling, Lewiston, Sacred Heart, and who am I missing? I have all my stuff right in front of me here, like I had planned on earlier today. But anyway, that will be at Sacred Heart, and it will begin next week on Tuesday. They'll have the final pairing. Jimmy the Irish is going to be the number one seed. Oh, Dell is the other team in there. So that is going on. Johnson Brock, it looks like, is also going to be able to host their sub-districts and girls. And probably when you get to the boys' tournament, the week after that, the Irish boys will probably be hosting as well. And likely the Auburn boys in Class C1 will be host of that sub-district as well. So we'll keep you on with all the basketball. The Mountain City Panther girls and boys are going to host districts this year. That comes up, I believe, on the 28th, so 3 weeks away on that. Mountain City boys are going to be the top team, top seed in that district. So, again, that's coming up, I believe, on the 28th of this month. So lots of basketball postseason action getting underway next week as we wrap up this been a fun basketball season around the area this year. Here come the Irish. They went in to get the Wolves, and they'll be coming out here warming up, and we'll be set to go. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Be back in the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And the teams head over to their benches for their final instructions from their coaches. Our coach Luke Sano is going to be saying, well, keep it up. Cut down a little bit on the turnovers. They're going to lock for the Irish, but some. The Wolves, they have to find a way to contend with the Irish speed right now. Say, where the Wolves have got some balls, and then the Irish are beating them to some others. And have come from behind and made a couple of steals in this ball game. So they'll want to cut down on turnovers as well here in the second half. The Irish led by as many, right now, 18 at halftime. The Irish scored 16 in each period of the first half. The Wolves had 8 and 6 for their total of 14 in the first half tonight. The Irish break huddle first. They'll be going from the right to the left toward the south bucket here in the second half, and the Irish will have the basketball to start the second half. Only one timeout called in the ball game so far. That by East Atchison. And here we go. Eichhoff will inbound the Irish, or for the Irish at midcourt. Get it into Magdans. Rachel over to Laura Malone. Now swing it right side. Eichhoff back to Magdans. High post, free throw line. Vonnerschmidt out to her teammate out there. That's going to be a three-pointer no good by Jessica Wartenberger. And the rebound coming down and up the floor. Sophia Martin with it. Nearly lost it. And now the ball comes back to Claire Martin, 23, not 22. On the wrong line, a weave out top. Sophia Martin hands the ball off there to Martin. Martin looks underneath, and the ball intended down there for Tommy Lee. Martin taken away, a steal by the Irish. Wartenberger will bring it up the floor. Stops in the right elbow, down to Eichhoff. 15-footer on the baseline is up and good. Eichhoff now with 6 in the ball game, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the evening by 20 points. To the front court we go. Wolves basketball. Martin with it. Out top. Headland intercepted what I think was intended for Merriweather. Now back it comes in the middle on the right side to Claire Martin. She'll fire a 3. Short off the rim. The rebound grabbed up by Magdans. Magdans throws it up the floor and Eichhoff goes in. Shot blocked. Good job there by Tommy Lee Martin, but it went right to Harrison Vonnerschmidt. He said, I know where that ball belongs. In the middle of that steel ring with the net on it. And it is now 36-14. Sacred Heart to the front. Keena Merriweather with the basketball on the right side. Lows to the middle. Stolen away by Vonnerschmidt. Handed forward to Malone. Malone to the middle and a bounce pass over to Eichhoff on the right side. Olivia Eichhoff will back out. Away from the zone, fired across Wartenberger, 3 ball, left wing, short, picking it out of the air and putting it up and in is Magdans. Her second hoop of the night, she has 5 and the lead is now 24 as the Irish have jumped out to a 6-0 run here in the first 2 minutes of the third period. 1-4 low they go, now they bring 2 players up top, do the Wolves. Headland, top of the key, drilling in on Vonnerschmidt, picked clean by Malone. Malone driving in, left side layup, knocked to the floor, no call. Rebound brought down, Wartenberger had it. We have a whistle, we have a foul, and here comes a man in a striped shirt to tell us who it's on. 3. Foul will be on Sophia Martin, her first foul of the half on the Wolves. Quickly into the ball game, Lizzie Schleter. 6-foot freshman, Olivia Morris, a 5'4 senior, and Grace Oswald, another freshman, showing that you don't have to be very tall to do well at this ball game. She played pretty well. Bring it in to Magdan. She goes cross court. Vonnerschmidt fires, no good. Rebound grabbed by Schleter. Gets it away there to her teammate, Claire Martin. Now she'll hand the ball forward to Grace Oswald. Oswald coming up the floor on the right side. Moves to the left with the pass now to Claire Martin. Claire gives the ball in the middle, handing it to Schleter. Right side again with it. Oswald in trouble. Get it away to Headland. Now cross court left side to Claire Martin. And Claire's going to back out toward midcourt and start this all over again. On the right side now. Lob inside for Schleter. Knocked away by Magdans. Ends up in the hands of Harrison Vonnerschmidt. Area will bring it up and leave it for Magdans. Left side. Top of the key, inside it goes, and Vonnerschmidt has her shot rejected by Headland. Don't see that often. The Irish control the ball, and now it's back to Malone for three on the right side on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by, well, Wanderschmidt had it. And now it ends up out of bounds. We get a whistle and a foul. A foul will go on Olivia Morris. Her first, team foul number two. Timeout on the floor. Shea Hart, 38, East Action, 14. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
38-14, the Irish lead here in the third quarter. Up by 24 in Missouri. In case you're thinking and wondering, say Hart fans, the Missouri rule on a running clock is 30 points in the fourth quarter. All fourth quarter, not the whole half like Nebraska does, where 40 points. It's 30 points in the fourth quarter only. And hopefully we won't get to that. The Wolves are, but the injuries have taken toll on them. Playing some freshmen that they wanted to play, but they didn't want to play them because of injury this year. Inbound to Malone, over the top, lob it in, now to Magdan, back out to Malone on the left side, back to Magdan's open, left side wing, three ball on the rim, no good, rebound tip by Eichhoff, it goes to Wanderschmidt, and Harrison puts it up and in, and the lead is now 26 for the Irish. 40-14, an 8-0 run to start the first half of this third quarter. The Wolves want to run some weave. Emily Bloom with it. Comes across to Hedlund. Natalie over the left side for Gracie Oswald. Grace holds it. Looks. Back down low in the corner. Olivia Morris back over here to Bloom. And now Hedlund to the top with the pass. Grace Oswald gives it down to the left side on the wing. Here comes Bloom around the perimeter. Guarded by Wurtenberger, who reaches over. Got her hand on the ball. The ball gets away to Schleter. Leans, fires, oh, traveling call by the official underneath on the baseline. Luke Sando bringing into the game Emma Littrell, Macy Keller, Delaney Witt, and Gentry Lechtenberg. Malone is the only starter staying in the game right now for the Irish. And here's a 1-2-1-1 press. Full court Malone over the top of Hedlund to Witt. Fires it up the floor to Littrell. Down the lane for a layup on the right side. Nice pass by Littrell. The bucket will go to Lechtenberg. And it's now 42-14. The lead is 28 for the Irish. Biggest lead of the ball game. To the front, stolen by Delaney Witt on the pass. She comes up the floor. Goes around Hedlund and, well, didn't get around her. Hedlund stuck her leg out and gets called for her third foul of the ball game. 3:05 to go in the third. Hedlund with 6 points leads the Wolves in scoring. Checking back in now will be Keena Merriweather. Also back in there, Sophia Martin for the Wolves. And out on the top of the defense now is Tommy Lee Martin. Yes, Tommy, the 5'11 sophomore. Underneath, wide open, Littrell and Delaney Witt with the assist. Littrell with the little two-footer. It's now a 30-point lead, 44-14. To the front on the weave. Now a lob inside to Schleter. Ball loose, scramble on the deck. Who's got the hot potato? Nobody's got it. Littrell with it, holds it. And we got a foul called against the Wolves. Normally, the foul on Lizzie Schleter. Normally in that situation, late in the third quarter, I think Luke Sandel would have called a timeout to save a possession. But with the lead of 30, That's not necessarily what you need. Throw the ball ahead to Lecton. Bravo just about threw it over and back to a teammate. Now she fires instead underneath the bucket to Littrell. She spins around, gives it back to Witt, who walked with it. And now it will be Wolves basketball with 2:14 to go in the third. Pretty good recovery there by the Wolves on the defense. Keena Merriweather will walk the ball up the floor for the Wolves. Comes up on the weave. Picked up her dribble. Now bound. No, threw it inside. Littrell stepped in front, took it away. Ahead to Witt. Put her head up looking. Throw it ahead. Can't find anybody. She should just bring it. Now goes down to Lechtenberg. Back to Witt and Lechtenberg call for traveling. Now Coach Luke Sanders thinking about call timeout. Going, what are you doing, girls? He has that frustrated look on his face for the moment. All right, Keena Merriweather to the front court with the basketball. She's guarded out there. Just into the game is Sadie Tisdall, a 5'6 freshman out top. Bloom fires up for three, short, out of bounds the ball goes, and it will go to the Irish with 93 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lechtenberg bounce pass into Witt behind her. Witt ran off, went off a wolf, and Witt was able to recover. Her pass up the floor is knocked loose, and now it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Wolves basketball on their own end. No, it's Irish basketball. Wholesale changes here by Coach Dustin Barnes. And now, no, it is Wolves ball. Okay, well. Say Art stepped outside to take it. I thought it was a Wolves ball. And I, oh, no, maybe I missed something. Lob comes into the right side with the basketball. Now over to Headland, who just came back in. Fires, no, and she is fouled by Macy Keller. Macy picks up her second foul, first half foul of the half on the Irish. So Headland with the basketball, or the free throw line, will get the basketball now, and here we go. Headland sets, fires, short on the free throw. Now 2 for 3 in the ball game. Jocelyn Oberdeen, a 5'7 freshman, enters the game for the Irish. Along with Layla Frederick, a 5'6 sophomore. And we get a timeout on the floor. With a minute 20 to go in the third. Timeout Irish. They lead by 30, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, back we are at Tarkio, where the lead belongs to the Irish by 30 points at the moment. They're ready to go here. Headland with one more free throw for the Wolves. Up and good. That looked better. Natalie with 7 points in the ball game. It's 44-15. The Irish up the floor with it in the personal Sadie Tisdall. And her, she had it stolen away. Headland all the way in. And she is going to be fouled probably by Lechtenberg. Let's see. Regular five. No one, just five. Sadie Tisdall with a foul. Her first team foul number two. And Headland back the line to shoot two more. First one up. First one good. She'll have another one here. Second free throw coming up for the junior. It's up. It's good. She got them both. Made three in a row and now 5 out of 6 in the ball game, and it's 44-17. Minute 10 to go in the third. Up ahead now with the ball comes Sadie Tisdall. Tried to pass over Headland. That just doesn't work. She played the point of that press. And then the Irish got helped out a foul call on Sophia Martin. Her second team foul number 5. Now throw the ball into Keller in the front court. Macy with a dribble gets it off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg out top. Throws through across the lane now to Frederick. Frederick lost it, chases it down. Passes the ball off, tries to get it to Tisdall. And they mishandle it. It goes out of bounds with 48 seconds to go in the third. 44-17, the Irish lead. And here come the Wolves to the front. Grace Oswald with it. Drives up, passes over to the far side. Driving in, now back and out. Claire Martin back to the top. Grace Oswald dribbles with 32 seconds to go. Coach Dustin Barnes up directing traffic. Here's a three-pointer up and good on the right side wing for Sophia Martin. 44-20. Now up the floor, Lechtenberg trapped in the corner. Picked up her dribble. She's the midcourt and cross-court pass stolen away. Driving in and the ball out of bounds. That should belong to the Irish. It does. Losing the handle on the ball with Sophia Martin. The Irish have had no trouble with that press whatsoever until they put in most of their subs now. They get it up 4 or 5, then they're having trouble making the cross-court pass here. And now they throw the ball down, and it goes off Frederick out of bounds, but that will end the quarter. Saban Hart, 44, East Atchison, 20. We are back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Memorial Hospital in Pawnee City is on top with the most current radiological equipment. The new radiological equipment and modern technology has wonderful benefits. Better diagnosis, less dosage, and is more efficient. Pawnee County Hospital is as good as it gets. They have 3 major modulators that are the most current. Pawnee County Hospital, enhancing the health and the quality of life for the communities we serve.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go in quarter number 4. Sacred Heart with a lead, 44-20, 8 minutes up on the clock. It'll be Wolves basketball. Luke Sano puts his starting 5 back in the ballgame. They'll play a few more minutes here, it looks like. And the ball comes in. Backcourt. Olivia Morris will work it up against the Irish man defense. Merriweather out top, a three-pointer off the mark for Claire Martin. No good. Rebound Malone ahead. It goes to Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff pushes in, now backs out with the left-hand dribble, gives it to Rachel Magdans. Magdans back in, spins the free throw circle, kicks it out to Wurtzberger. Fighting back and forth, side to side on the baseline is Bonderschmidt. She clears out. Wurtzberger drives in. Big contact with Headland, no call, letting them play and coming out with a loose ball will be Tommy Lee Martin. She'll hand the ball off and now lob it in for Headland, tipped away by Bonnerschmidt. She gets the steal.
Representation, Trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tarkio. Irish ball, Magdans, free throw line jumper up, no good. Push foul on the rebound, going to be called on Olivia Eichhoff, the Irish, after we get back here from getting unplugged. Clear back against the wall. lots of youngins running around up here on the landing where we're at tonight, unfortunately for us. While we were away, Natalie Hedlund got a layup down at the other end to make it 46-22. The lead still with the Irish, of course, by 57 play in quarter number four here tonight. Here's a three-point shot on the way in and out, no good by Olivia Morris. Rebound brought down by the Irish, by Vonderschmidt. Throws it ahead to Eichhoff. Olivia works, spins, left, now right into the lane, short off the iron. Good move to get there, couldn't get it connected. Martin with the rebound, throws it ahead off Hedlund's hand, out of bounds. The Irish will get the ball back in front of the Wolves bench. So inbounded to Malone, and the Irish coming up the floor. The starters probably don't have long left to play in this one, up 46-22. Malone around a defender. Keena Merriweather guards her. Now Magdans tried to get it into Vonderschmidt. Got tipped away, and now it's back. Magdans down the lane. Floater, no. Got it back. Throws it up, no. And we're going to have a foul on the Wolves here. Foul on Tommy Lee Martin. Team foul number six. Martin second, and Magdans a line for the first time in the ball game. It's up, and it's good. 46-22 with 5:07 to go. Magdans ready. The Irish are now with this one off, no good. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line. Natalie Hedlund with the rebound for the Wolves. Coming up the floor with the basketball now. Working the ball over to the right side with it will be Merriweather. She passes off to Martin. That's Sophia Martin. Now Hedlund cross court. Pass in the paint. Stolen by Malone. Malone up the floor. Throws it ahead on the bounce, and Eichhoff couldn't quite catch up with it that time. The pass a little too far up the lane. Here comes Lizzie Schleter back in for the Wolves. Also back in will be Olivia Morris. And the final piece of the puzzle here, let's see, will be Emily Bloom. Come to the front with it. Handing the ball. Sophia Martin, bounce pass off to Oswald. Oswald back. Martin now over Bloom on the right side. To the top. Grace Oswald with it. Oswald with the ball, dribbles right to left, out steps Wurtenberger trying to get the steal, came up empty that time, the ball off her hand, out of bounds. Eichhoff out, Delaney Witt back in now for Sacred Heart, with 4:14 to play here. Ready to go, the ball comes in now to Grace Oswald. Oswald moving to the right, now tries to get back left, will hand the ball away to Sophia Martin. Sophia around the perimeter, looks, bounce pass out for Bloom, couldn't get to it. Backcourt violation, over and back, and it will be Sacred Heart basketball. Witt will trigger for the Irish. Take it up to the right side, Wurtenberger, nobody, Gardner, she throws it in. Tried to get it in there to Vonderschmidt, and it's knocked away. It ends up back in the hands of Wurtenberger, and Jessica leans in and puts it through the hole for two more. She's got 10 in the ball game, and it's 49-22. 3:40 to go here in the ball game. And now dribbling the ball to the left side and moving it around. Out top again with it, Sophia Martin. Martin with the basketball. Dribbles the ball taken away by Magdans. Magdans driving up. And she goes in. It's up with the left hand. She got fouled by Lizzie Schleter. Lizzie's second. Magdans with the bucket. Has 8, and she'll be at the line for the bonus free throw here. Here comes Lechtenberg back in for the Irish now. Keller is in there for Sacred Heart. Magdans ready. Free throw up and good. It was her 9 points on the night. 4 up here in the quarter. once again. Bulls basketball with 3:21 to go. It's a 30-point lead now. The fourth quarter of the clock should continue to run unless they make a basket. And the Wolves to the front with the hands of Grace Oswald underneath. Tommy Lee Martin, free throw line, kicks it out to J.C. Smith, who just checked in. No good. Rebound put back up. No good by Schleter. And a foul on the rebound, and they run the clock, so maybe we're going to play Nebraska rules. Foul. Now, clock should be running, the referee says. Tommy Lee Martin with a foul, her third. Team foul number 8. The clock will run. We're going to walk the other end and shoot 1-1 with Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish. She has 2 points as we are first trip to the line tonight. Malone checks out, back into the game. Now comes Sadie Tizzle for the Irish. Free throw off the mark, no good. Glitterell runs it down, saves it into Lechtenberg. Her pass underneath the Kellner is taken away by Lizzie Schleter. So up the floor with the basketball now coming Grace Oswald. Past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, and Tarkio. Lobbed the ball in for Schleter, knocked away, no, too tall. And she touched it last, the ball goes out of bounds, and it will stay or go to the Irish with 2:05 to go. Now, Witt will inbound the ball, gets it right back, and she'll work it up the floor here for the Irish. On the left side, bounce pass into Littrell was tipped, taken away. Schleter coming up the floor, 1-on-3, and here comes Witt from behind, knocked it away, and as she got the ball in her hand, she was out of bounds on the baseline. So the clock continues to move down now, with 1:35 to go in this contest. Three ball, right corner is up and down. Three-pointer for Grace Oswald, gives her 5 in the game. 52-25, it should be. That was a three-pointer. I know he raised his hand and said 3. At the other end, it will be, yeah, there they go. Witt tried to put one up, couldn't hit it. So now the clock is running with, well, usually in Missouri it stops after they get back under 30. Maybe I'm thinking football. Timeout called with 1 minute to go in the ball game. The Irish are up 52-25. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmer State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Clock moving. The play resumes here in the fourth quarter. In for the Irish now, Ellie Falk, a 5'6 sophomore. Also, Layla Frederick back in the ball game. Here's a three-pointer out on the left side. No good. Schleter, the rebound, has it stripped away by Jocelyn Oberdeen. And it's going to be Irish ball on the alternating possession. Sacred Heart with the lead. Up the floor, Lechtenberg crosses over to the top of the key. Down the lane she goes. And now the clock stops. That's what I thought. It should have been stopping. Swap to the face will put Lechtenberg at the free throw line here. Shooting 2, I believe. The foul called on Oswald. That'll be her second. Free throw is up for Lechtenberg. No good. She'll have another one here. Second one up and good. Lechtenberg with her third point of the ball game. And up the floor will come Grace Oswald with the basketball to the front court. Off the left side, knocked off the referee by Oberdeen with 16 seconds to go. Now triggering in will be Olivia Morris. Out top, Oswald moves to the right, gives the ball off to J.C. Smith. Back to Oswald with 9 on the clock. They play side to side out front. Now give the ball up for Morris. Drives in, shoots. Partially blocked by Oberdeen. The ball's out of bounds with half a second left. Sigurd's going to finish with 53. And I imagine the Wolves are going to finish with 25 here, but we'll see. Bring it into the side. Clock doesn't stop, so they get a shot. Doesn't start. They get a shot off. 53-25. All right. Sigurd with the win. Their 20th victory of the season. The Irish win it. 53-25, your final score. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Let's take a look at the scoring of the ball game. The Irish jumped out to a 32-14 lead at halftime tonight. They had added that lead 44-20 after three, and win it 53-25 was the final score. Scoring the ball game for East Action, the Wolves now 12-10 on the year. They're led by Natalie Hedlund. She had 11 in the ball game. Grace Oswald had 5, 4 for Olivia Morris, 3 points for Sophia Martin, and 2 more for Tina Merriweather for their total of 25. For the Irish in the ball game tonight, they are led by Arizona Vaughters. Mary had 14 in the ball game tonight. 10 points for Jessica Wurtenberger. Then it was 9 for Rachel Magdams. Olivia Icon, I got her, was 6, 3 for Delaney Witt, 3 for Gendry Lechtenberg, and 6 for Emma Littrell in this contest. Yes, I know if you add that up, it comes up 2 points short of the total. But we'll figure that out here in a little bit and let you know what the real scoring was in the Irish scorebook. So your final again, 53-25. The Irish girls win it. Their 20th win of the season. Congratulations. That's always an accomplishment, no matter what level you're playing at. Coming up here, we've got a show between games here, it looks like, involving the elementary school here at Tarkio. And then we'll have the boys' game coming up here a little bit later on tonight. The Irish coming into the ball game with a record of 16-5, while East Ashton is 8-13. Right now, we'll send things back to the studio. How long for? I really can't tell you. I'm going to guess about 15 minutes, and we'll be back with the second half of our doubleheader on Sunny 101.3.